As the conservation director for the Cypress Grove Research Center on Tomales Bay, Dr. John Kelly keeps an eye on a lot of wildlife around the Bay Area, but he has a particular fondness for the big birds that dominate the region's wetlands.
One of our primary projects is to track the distribution and abundance and nesting performance of herons and egrets throughout the San Francisco Bay region. There are actually five species that we track: great egrets, great blue herons, snowy egrets, black-crowned night herons, and cattle egrets. And all five of these species are breeders in our region. They're all wetland birds and have slightly different diets, but share a lot of the same nesting behaviors. They nest in close proximity in mixed species nesting colonies, and because of this, they're pretty easy to watch. Each year, we probably have 60 to 70 volunteer field observers who assist us in visiting these colony sites repeatedly through the nesting season to track their behaviors.
And their numbers have been more or less stable in recent decades, which is rather remarkable given the species' history. Back in the late 19th century, these birds, especially the brilliant white egrets, were nearly hunted to extinction, so their feathers could be used for women's hats.
One of the famous ornithologists back at that time did a bird census in Manhattan, just counting the numbers of dead birds on women's hats. This is what really drove people toward modern conservation, and out of this came the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which is still our primary policy tool to protect birds. Also, the genesis of the National Audubon Society and other Audubon groups, and also the establishment of some of the first wildlife refuges. All of this happened between the 1880s and the early 1900s.
With those protections, the populations of egrets and herons across the country gradually rebounded, Kelly explains, in part because of their position atop the wetland food chain. While they feed on fish, crayfish, voles, and other small mammals, the birds have little to fear from predators that might be hunting them.
Until the young fledge from the nests, they're vulnerable to predation by common ravens and raccoons and feral cats, eagles. There are a lot of nest predators, but once they're out of the nest, they're pretty much the king of the wetland world.
And while we humans tend to see their graceful stature and beautiful plumage, Kelly adds, other animals recognize a formidable foe.
They may be conspicuous, but if you get too close to one of these animals, they can fight back. They've got a spear right on the end of that long neck. They can inflict some serious damage. So when predators approach the nesting colonies, they have to be super careful, because if they have to take on an adult, it's pretty dangerous.
These days, the biggest threat facing herons and egrets is the continuing shrinkage of their native habitat. And even though their numbers have not fluctuated greatly for some time now, scientists like Kelly don't really know what they should be.
Given that we don't really know how many herons and egrets were here before the slaughter for the millinery trade and the destruction of wetlands in the 20th century, we don't really know how many we should have. But they are common around here, so that's good. And people appreciate that, so they've become a good tool for conservation. People love these birds. They're not endangered species, but they carry a lot of power as conservation tools simply because of their charisma.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.